Welcome to the Tell Janice Radio Show, where you will hear inspiring stories about life, love, and labor from amazing women to help lift you up. Now, here's your host, Janice.
Thanks very much, and welcome to the show. I'm so happy that you're listening, and I'm sure you're going to learn a lot from our guest today. But before we get started, I wanted to remind you that if you know of a fabulous female that you would like me to give a shout-out to with a few words of encouragement, acknowledgement, or congratulations, please let me know their names by clicking on the link at telljanice.com. My guest today is Mary Parks. She's an award-winning journalist and the creator and host of the weekly television series Exploring the American Spirit, which I've been watching. It's very inspirational. I'm so excited to have Mary on the show today. Welcome, Mary.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here, Janice.
Yeah, I've been watching on YouTube and on the television some of the shows. They're so inspirational. But before we get started, can you tell our audience a little bit about yourself, how you got to where you are today?
Absolutely. Thank you. I spent many, many years in television news, covering a lot of bad things, I have to say, which is why I'm off on this new venture. I worked for some major networks, NBC, CBS, and was very blessed to have the opportunity to travel the country. One of the most exciting areas of my career was the opportunity to cover NASA space shuttle launches at Cape Canaveral. And eventually I made my way to California and began working in local news.
Wow.
Janice, I had the opportunity to report on, gosh, just about every president for the last couple of decades. The riots, the O.J. Simpson case, and of course our California wildfires. So it's been an exciting ride and a very grateful for the opportunity.
Well, that's a great synopsis, and I have been reading about you and what a career you've had. And you mentioned, you know, the wildfires all the way to, I was reading about the subject of, is her name Eileen Wuornos? I can't pronounce it. The subject of the monster.
Correct.
Yes. So you go
one
from
of the most exciting
like
stories.
That.
Yes.
Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about that, and then we'll get on to your new project here.
Oh, sure. During the time that I was working for CBS in television news, I was assigned. What we now know to be a female serial killer, America's first alleged female serial killer, and we were tracking her along with law enforcement, and my coverage included the search, capture, and the trial of Eileen Wuornos. And then ultimately, this was in the late 80s, early 90s, Ms. Wuornos became the subject of a movie starring Charlize Theron called Monster. So it was very interesting, a learning experience as well in terms of the court system and truly getting into the mind of a serial killer to have a firsthand look at that whole process, the search involving law enforcement and then ultimately a Hollywood movie.
Well, wow. I like that you put that you, for the first two decades, covered a lot of bad things. And so now you're covering more inspirational stories, which I love, too. Can you talk a little bit about how you made that transition from being on the TV to covering those kind of things and how you came up with the American Spirit Organization?
Oh, absolutely. Janice, let's face it. Let's be frank here. If it leads, it leads. If it mm-hmm. is a negative news story, chances are it will make a really big headline. However, I, for years, have been saying to myself and to others who would listen, you know, there are so many compelling stories out there that there are a lot of people doing good things, and we never hear about it. And if we do, it's 1, 2, 3 minutes tops at the local news level, buried at the back of a newscast. And I just felt now more than ever, America needs to hear some positive news. Even in this day and age of everyone getting their news feeds on their devices, on their phones, on their iPads as they travel to and from work, for example, you hear a lot of bad things. So what if what if we just bombarded everyone with all that is good? And I just think that this is a good start. And the term or the title American Spirit just seemed to fit with what was going on in America today. A lot of discord, a lot of unhappiness, and a lot of negative news. So why not capitalize on patriotism, giving back? I can give you a lot of examples, but I think we have thousands upon thousands of individuals and organizations who perform selfless acts to help others, and that's basically how we define the American spirit. People who see problems and find solutions, and people and organizations that demonstrate commitment, grit, perseverance to achieving their goals. I just think there is a lot to be told out there, and this is an opportunity to begin doing that.
Yes, and it's like, tell me something good, right?
Right,
there's so many bad things being covered.
And not every American spirit story is a good story, so to speak, or fluff, if you will, but they all involve commitment, grit to achieving a goal, perseverance. My goal with this show and with telling these stories of the American spirit is first to inform. When I was working in network news, I certainly knew these stories existed, but there was rarely any airtime given to them unless it was in the context of something tragic or spectacular. Second, my goal is to inspire. When people hear about what their friends, family, and neighbors are accomplishing, oftentimes they think, wow, I could do that too, or I could help. And then lastly, one goal is just to simply entertain, to show people the creativity of their friends and neighbors. And it truly is remarkable. Some examples. We featured a man who he hadn't done anything or created anything extraordinary, except his perseverance and determination to survive made him an American spirit story, in that he survived 10 heart attacks, 6 strokes, and 4 pacemakers.
Wow.
That's incredible. And his perseverance and determination was to live to see his son graduate from high school and college. And he has done that. That's an example of an American spirit. Well, I was going to say, we just recently interviewed and featured a couple of men who are arm wrestling national champions. And I don't know much about arm wrestling, but apparently when you arm wrestle, it's called pulling. So that particular show was Pulling for Lisa, because these two arm wrestlers decided to hold a benefit arm wrestling match to raise money for Lisa, who just had her breast cancer surgery. So it's like, wow. These amazing arm wrestlers are they met this woman at church and said, wow, she really needs some help paying her medical bills. And they decided to hold this event to help this woman pay her medical bills. And that's an example of the American spirit, someone stepping up to the plate to make a difference.
Yeah, and we really need to grasp onto the good things going on. And we really could emulate some of the perseverance and the courage that these people are, that you're bringing to the forefront, that these people are displaying. I love that. Instead of watching, all the bad news. And when I put the news on, it's one, a car crash, wildfires, one bad thing after the next. And at the very end, they'll show something good, or they'll show puppies or kittens or something to make us smile. So I love that you're doing it on a long-term basis. How do you find these stories, Mary?
In the beginning, I started following up with individuals and organizations that I had encountered while at CBS and NBC. And from there, I swear to you, Janice, the stories just fell in my lap. For example, a former colleague at NBC heard about Exploring the American Spirit, sent me a Facebook message, hey, I've got a story you might be interested in. And it turned out to be one of the viewer favorites. And here is turning tragedy into something amazing, mm-hmm. which is kind of my slogan to regular people, amazing stories. And this particular event happened in 2016, and you may recall the national headlines, international headlines, there were multiple bombs that had been set off in Belgium, mm-hmm. and many people lost their lives. Well, it just so happens within a day or two of that bombing, there was a group of high school symphony orchestra students about to leave California to embark on a 2-week tour performing in Europe. And the superintendent decided to cancel that trip because it just wasn't safe. Well, that particular story turned out to be something I called Can't Stop the Music, because those students had worked so hard and fundraised for that trip. And they decided, no, you know what? We're not going to let the act of terrorism stop our music. And they did a benefit performance at Disney Hall in Los Angeles and raised almost $10,000 from that performance and donated it to victims of terrorism through the Red Cross. So proving, wow. once again, the American spirit perseveres and you can't stop the music. And these were high school students who made this decision. That's incredible. Young people deciding, hey, we want to give back. So I'm very, very humbled by the people I meet, let me tell you.
I can just imagine. And so you're interviewing regular people doing amazing things. That's terrific. Now, don't you have the feeling in the course of your lifetime, and this is what I've learned, it's kind of like build it and they will come. You know, these
Absolutely.
Stories are just falling in your lap now.
Absolutely. My biggest challenge is deciding which ones to tell right now and which ones have to wait for next week or the week after or a month from now. That's the tough part.
Right.
Have
you noticed
people doing great things?
Great things. Have you noticed a change in like your disposition? If you're covering, you know, the all the bad things before, have you noticed an uplifting change in your spirit?
Absolutely. That I can't tell you how good it makes me feel to know that this program is making a difference in the lives of others. I mean, even just one person. If, mm-hmm. for example, if the woman fighting breast cancer, if one person decides, oh, hey, you know what? I don't have it so bad after all. Or, gosh, I'd like to attend that event. Or, wow, I'd like to help breast cancer survivors or breast cancer warriors, as I like to call them, then my job is done. Absolutely. And it's just uplifting and people need to hear about the good things their friends and neighbors are doing. And it's just, this is a project of love and labor. It's been my passion. I've been saying for more than a decade, I'm going to do this. And now it's a reality.
Well, that's wonderful. Who inspired you growing up, Mary?
Oh, wow. My mother, absolutely. My mother was just a fighter, a survivor. I have a little saying, and I saw this recently on Facebook as well. Tough times never last, tough people do. And that was absolutely my mother. And I can share with you on a personal note why I always looked up to her was her perseverance and determination. Married her high school sweetheart. My father was a police officer. He died when I was 9. So I was raised by a single mom for many years. And there were some tough times. Very tough times, and she always persevered and always looked up to her and looked to her for advice as well.
Wow. I ask that question, by the way, to most of our guests, and sometimes it's not their mom or their father. Sometimes it's a teacher or some other mentor. My mom was also my inspiration, too. And can you repeat what you said about tough times? Tough times never last, but yeah, repeat that for me.
Absolutely. I really believe tough times never last. Tough people do. And I like to think of myself and my mother as one of those tough people. I've been through some tough times, as I'm sure many of us have. But I always look for kind of, well, I'll tell you this, my symbol, my, my little logo is the bumblebee. And bumblebees, I don't know if you know this, represent community, brightness, and personal power. So I always tell people, you know, just follow the bee to discover your new destination. And I just believe in that, and I believe, you know, the tough times never last. Tough people do. I just repeat that to myself. Something else I do, Janice, is I have a little jar, like a little mason jar with a lid, and I've been doing this for a couple of years. Every time something positive or good occurs in my life, I just write it down on a little Post-it note. I'm the queen of Post-it notes. I have them everywhere. And I'll fold that little Post-it note up and put it in the mason jar. A month later, 6 months later, even a year later, I will. When I start feeling down, I open that jar and I look at all those wonderful blessings and inspirational things that occurred to me that are easy to forget when you're facing something tough. So I open that jar, I read some of those messages and remember, oh yes, I did get that promotion, or I got a phone call from someone I hadn't heard of in so many years, and boy, that was something really good that happened in my life. Just kind of puts things in perspective.
Oh, I like that. That would be a great exercise and tool for people to do. You could do that with your children too, you know, as have a mason jar of all the good things and the grateful things that have happened during the day. I like that. It's a great idea. Now, I found you on Facebook, Mary. Can you tell our audience how you use Facebook to reach out to the community? And because I found you very inspirational, that's why I reached out to you.
Well, thank you. And, you know, I was one of those folks who, you know, I'm a mother, I'm a grandmother, and Facebook, Instagram, what's that? I mean, I'm just now getting into the world of Snapchat. And I can remember telling my children, you will not have a MySpace. You are forbidden from MySpace. And that comes from my years of news and covering all that's negative. You know, it's not safe, and we hear all the bad stories. But using Facebook, Twitter, Instagram as a tool to showcase photos of the people we feature on the program, I just think it's turned out to be a wonderful tool, the use of social media, not to promote Mary Parks, but to promote what we do, to remind people what a great country this is, and how generous we are in helping others, and just how the American spirit in all of us is just waiting to be put in action. I really think that is a powerful tool.
Oh, it sure is. I mean, one point, you know, with Facebook, some people love it and some people really, you know, oppose it. So I found it to be inspirational. I like finding you on there and learning about the American Spirit Organization and what you're doing now. That's only a good thing. So I try to post, you know, inspirational quotes and that kind of thing. It's great to see other people's inspiration. And it's amazing that reaching out on Facebook or other social media tools, how you're uplifting somebody that you may not even know. And I like that about
social media. That's
right. Mm-hmm.
That's right. You don't know. I never judge anyone. You don't know what their day is like, what they've been through, what they're experiencing. Maybe something dreadful has occurred in their life. And if you post something positive, that may just change their entire perspective for that day, that month, or longer.
Absolutely.
And I still have to laugh, though. I have to tell you this. I laugh all the time when people post pictures of food. And I have to say, you know, remember before Facebook, nobody cared what you had for breakfast? They still don't. But take the opportunity to post something positive. So I always laugh when I see food pictures.
I know, that's funny. I'm on Instagram, and I might take a pretty picture of food, but I don't think I've shared that on Facebook. I don't. That is funny. I kind of laugh myself. You mentioned being a mother. How many children do you have, Mary?
I hope you're sitting down, Janice.
I am.
We have 7 children.
Wow.
So I've heard every story known to mankind, from the dog ate my homework to I have a headache. I've heard it all. Been there, done that.
Oh, my goodness.
Seven.
I have three. I can't. Go ahead.
I was going to say I have 3 grandchildren also.
Oh my goodness,
busy.
I would not have guessed that. I bet. How fun. So holidays and everything are probably just such fun getting everybody together.
It's wonderful. It's chaos, but it's good chaos.
I bet. Now, if you could come up with a virtue that you've tried to instill in your 7 children, what would that be?
Oh, you know what? It's karma. Absolutely. You treat people how you want to be treated, with kindness and respect, because it will come back to you tenfold.
That's
absolutely
a perfect one. What goes around comes around. I've taught my children that too.
Absolutely. And then follow the bee. Be your own personal power. Your happiness mm-hmm. is within. You control your happiness, not anyone else. That's
right.
So important.
And it is important. I have a question about your career. You were in TV and still in TV for 2 decades, you mentioned. It doesn't look like, looking at your past and your career, that you followed a safe, as some would say. Like, I was in the corporate and still am in the corporate world too. But how'd you get into TV? How did you start doing the whole TV path?
That is such a fluke. So I'm from the state of Michigan. I have a twin, and my twin sister and I were college roommates, and I was studying business. I have a degree in business administration, and mm-hmm. I was so broke, so penniless as a college student, and took a job on the graveyard shift at a radio/television station in Michigan so that I could go to school in the daytime and work at night. And it just stuck. I mean, I was hooked, and that was close to my senior year in college, and I just pursued that. It wasn't what I intended to do. I was an accounting and business major. So it just, from there, I just stuck with it, and I loved the traveling. I've been all over mm-hmm. the country, and I got the bug. It was really telling other people's stories. It's kind of funny because when I was growing up, I used to get in trouble for talking all the time in class. I was always getting reprimanded. How funny. I would grow up to talk for a living.
So. Well, you found your passion, it looks like, especially in this newer project. When did the series start, Exploring the American Spirit?
In 2016, in February. So we just launched this year. And although I started toying with this idea in late 2014 and established American Spirit Organization, AmericanSpirit.org, as a nonprofit, and under that umbrella, we have Exploring the American Spirit, which is the PBS and cable program, and then we hope to, in 2017, launch American Spirit Radio, where we would be featuring the people who have appeared on the television program, and then we are working on American Spirit, the book, in which we put to paper the stories of some of these amazing people we've had the pleasure of featuring. So,
well,
and the overall goal, well, the goal as well is the reason for American Spirit being a nonprofit. It's for the education aspect. We have brought in many young people to teach them what we know. And when I say we, my partners in this venture are marketing professionals. My business partner is a longtime female attorney here in Southern California. So we bring young people in to teach them what we know. So ultimately, Mary Parks would like to be sitting along the sidelines, not in front of the camera, but supervising young people, teaching them what we've learned over the years.
Well, that is exactly what I'm trying to do in the radio show, and helping people like you have a platform to share their inspirational stories. I really like that, and I feel so strongly about that, and sharing our wisdom, right, with our children.
Oh, absolutely. What better legacy, what better, way to be remembered, not just, oh, I remember Mary Parks from that brush fire, or now, I remember Mary Parks when her hair was all messed up on that high-speed pursuit or that windy day. No, I remember Mary Parks because of that inspirational story about the breast cancer warrior, or the man who survived heart attacks, or the man in the high desert of California who's taking care of exotic animals. And you know, those are the kinds of things we want to be remembered for.
Right. What do you think with all of, since February, with all of the shows that you've done, what's the most inspirational one that you've done?
Oh my gosh. Well, because just a few years ago, I lost my mother to cancer. I have a special place in my heart for stories involving cancer warriors. And I guess I failed to mention early on, Janice, that American Spirit, this is my hobby. I have a full-time job. I'm a public affairs officer for Riverside County in California. So when I'm not working Monday through Friday, I'm doing American Spirit. And through my position with the county, I met this amazing woman who I asked to feature on American Spirit because she was foster mom to 50 children. 50, 50.
My goodness.
So I showed up at her home on a Sunday, my day off, expecting to do this interview with this amazing woman and the who opened her heart and her home to all these children. And she was wearing a wig and was a little under the weather. And that's when she shared with me she was undergoing chemotherapy for breast cancer.
Oh,
so
my.
The story had two angles. Not only was she an incredible foster mom who, by the way, had adopted 10 of her foster children with special needs. See, that was the original story. And as it turns out, every Monday, this mother would go to City of Hope for chemotherapy treatments so that her foster and adopted children would not be afraid. She would dress as a superhero. So here we have this, what I think was this real life superhero. She's dressed as Spider-Man and Wonder Woman and all of these amazing characters, so that when she got in the car to go off, she was, hey, you know what? I'm facing this head on and I'm going to be a superhero, and her children wouldn't be afraid. Well, on top of it, when she arrived at City of Hope, as if inspiring her own kids wasn't enough, she would wear that superhero costume and walk the halls of the pediatric oncology unit at City of Hope, sharing inspiration with all of those children. That's my favorite story. And I am happy to say that she's now cancer-free.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That's my favorite, most uplifting story. If you know what, when I have the worst of days, I just look at this woman and remember, oh yeah, real-life superhero. A true inspiration to children and adults.
Oh, that's a wonderful story, Mary. I'm so glad you shared that one. I'll look for that one too. I missed that one. Now, how can our listeners get in touch with you? And can you talk a little bit more about, you have a book coming up in 2017?
Yes, and the book will feature the stories of the people we have profiled in our show. So if you are not a TV watcher, or you just want to sit on the beach with a great inspirational book, look for American Spirit. That will be coming out in midsummer 2017. We have our Facebook, of course, and Instagram and Twitter under Mary Parks TV and Exploring the American Spirit. We also have a website. If you just Google AmericanSpirit.org, our website comes up, and there are photos and descriptions of every show that we've done, as well as a link to our American Spirit YouTube channel. So at your leisure, if you just want to check it out on your device, your iPad or your phone or television, you can always watch our shows on YouTube.
And they're readily accessible. I've been watching for the last few days. Very inspirational. And it's been such a pleasure having you on the show today, Mary. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the opportunity. Good to talk with you.
Good to talk with you, too. And I've been talking with Mary Parks of the American Spirit Organization, and I know that you'll be inspired by listening to this recording. And thank you again, Mary. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Ladies, I am so happy that you tuned in today and learned from our amazing, fantastic female guests, and I hope you recognize this as an opportunity to pass their knowledge on to your daughters and friends and share the wisdom of the ages. I'll talk to you again soon, and in the meantime, let's lift each other up, spread the love, and share an attitude of gratitude.
You've been listening to the Tell Janice Radio Show. If you'd like to be a guest or suggest a guest for the show, or if you would like to nominate a fabulous female for a shout-out by Janice on the live show, please visit www.telljanice.com. Please share this episode with your social network and help us lift women up. Join us next week for another episode of Tell Janice.
How do you help business owners think differently about their businesses?
Well, I think that there's a range of business owner, right? So, and I provide a couple of different services. On the coaching and consulting side of my business, I think that's what I truly do is I help to educate. I think that's the key word, educate business owners on both their opportunities as well as I open their eyes up to what they need to commit to. Certainly when it comes to a personal brand, and certainly when it comes to their own business, if it's a smaller business, right? So,
right.
You know, I educate them on their opportunities. I help them to uncover and really visibly see, you know, who their target audience is online, what their online behaviors are, how to engage them in an authentic way, which is not a piece of cake. You know, it's not like what I'm talking about, steps 1, 2, and 3. It actually does take time, effort, and it takes listening, and that's really what social media was born on, which was data mining. So for business owners,
right.